One.
Hey.
Ooh, perfect timing on that. Welcome to West New York Brews. My name is Scott Mahornberg, just outside of Buffalo, New York. On this episode, we're talking about what's going on the weekend of Friday the 12th. I was going to say Friday the 13th, but no, it's Saturday the 13th. April 12th, 13th, and 14th in the Buffalo beer scene. And with me is Brian from the Buffalo Beer League, whom you can email, brian@buffalobeerleague.com, and it will get to him. And we're drinking. What are you drinking?
I just, if you heard right off the top there, I'm drinking a Buffalo Brewing Smingus Dingus Lager.
Nice.
I stopped in there last weekend or on Sunday because I want to get some of their new Grodzki.
Nice.
Well, same Grodzki, but John, their head brewer, told me and owner told me it's the best batch he's ever brewed of it, so I had to get 4 cans of it.
All right, no, I have to go down and get some too. That's a favorite beer style of mine.
Oh yeah, and it's, you know, we talk about it a lot. You can't get a lot of smoked beers locally, so
yep,
I'll take it where I can get it.
Episode like 23, I think, of West New York Brews was all about the Grodzki.
Oh yeah, that was the first thing that I thought of.
Episode 23. Does that sound right? I think that's right.
I'm not sure exactly what I know. I know you did a podcast with him. I'm not sure what episode it is.
We did a couple of episodes on the Grodzki. How can I tell? March 25th, 2021. But that was the second episode of it. Man, getting all the way back. That's all right. I'm not going to look it up. Anyway, I'm going to open my can. There it is.
Oh, a little flat brim hat.
Yep. Can you see it there? The flat brim hat from Brickyard Brewing Company. I have yet to try it. Triple IPA, 10%.
It's good. I had a can of it. My friends at Brickyard sent me a care package, and that was in there. And I think the new batch of it is the best it's been.
Triple IPA with honey. I don't know how I feel about triple IPA, about the terminology, about the nomenclature.
Well, I mean, 10%. I guess technically, what you could probably call that a double IPA. We talked about it recently that what the cutoff was.
For, yeah, we did.
BJ's, you know, for whatever the guidelines are.
That's pretty good. I get the honey on it. All right. So we are talking about what's happening this weekend, and we'll do that as soon as we come back from our theme song. And we're back. So we are West New York Brews. We're a member of the Hopped Up Network. You can find all the information at hoppedupnetwork.com. And we are the second year in a row All Western New York Award winning podcast, this year winning second place to the Think So Joe show, and sharing the runner-ups with the Buffalo Brews podcast, friends of ours who are also members of the Hopped Up Network. Check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And, ooh, look at that. They just put up a new episode. It says, Jason and Bree kick off season 4 of the now award-winning Buffalo Brews podcast. There you go.
I saw that.
Yep. So, please check out hoppedupnetwork.com. If you're into beer podcasts, there's another one here at the Buffalo Beer League called The Best Beer I Drank This Week. And Brian, this week, your beer was it Wayland this week? No.
Yes.
Yes. It was Wayland. It was Wayland Jennings.
Yes.
Correct. Right. And good job, me. Sorry.
All right.
Yep. That came out on Tuesday. And if you have a favorite beer that you love, dial us up, 716-486-BEER. Or email brian@buffalobeerleague.com and talk about your favorite beer this week. And if you would not mind rating and reviewing the podcast, or if you do any shopping on Amazon, which we all do, you go to buffalobeerleague.com/Amazon. Kicks back a little bit to us, and we do appreciate that. All right, those are all the announcements out of the way there. Can we start with collaboration?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yep. collaboration is this Saturday. I can't make it this year. You can? Can you make it?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I won't be able to make it for the entire thing, but I am going for a little bit.
Excellent. So we are not recording a podcast this year. We did last year, and you can find that on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WNYBrews.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That was fun last year.
Yeah, and that was with Jason from the Buffalo Brews podcast, and a couple of friends stopped by. So collaboration. Still tickets available?
Yeah, VIP's been sold out for a long time. Their VIP usually sells out almost right away, within a couple of days. But general admission tickets are still available. They're $70. Link unlimited ticket or unlimited tastings, excuse me, of over 40 collaborations, ciders, meadery, mm-hmm. or meads, craft beer, of course. And there's a seltzer in there, Big Ditch did a seltzer. I saw, I just went through the beer list a little earlier, and I have the link right here at buffalobeerleague.com and designated driver tickets too for 10 for $10. And if you want to know more about the event, I just posted a full length article at buffalobeerleague.com, full beer list. I'll be adding the VIP stuff soon. I talked to Joe Yeager, who's one of the festival organizers. He's going to give me that list tomorrow. I'll add it to the article. And I also talked to Eric Coleman, who's another festival organizer. Mm-hmm. That's in the article that you can find at the website.
Excellent. I can't wait to talk about it next week and hear all your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I'm a little bummed that, real life scheduling and stuff like that, that I can't stay for the whole thing. But I'll be able to get there for a couple of hours, so I'm happy about that.
Nice. You got something important afterwards?
Work.
Okay. So yeah, you're gonna have to keep it light.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to behave, which is not my strong suit at beer festivals.
At beer festivals, right? Hey, as long as you have yourself a DD, it's all fun and games.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
That is at the Powerhouse again, and that is a phenomenal location.
Gorgeous venue. If you've never been there or never heard of it,
say if you haven't gone yet, this is your perfect opportunity. Great event to go for. You're encouraged to dress up as your favorite wrestler and step into the ring with a photo of the belt.
I forgot about the costume element of it. I'm looking forward to the pictures. I'm looking forward to the mini ring or whatever they're going to have.
Very, very quickly, because it is a tangent. Favorite wrestler?
Of all time, Mick Foley. I grew up watching, tape trading, buying RF video. I'm a huge wrestling fan, lifelong wrestling fan. So I grew up tape trading, and I grew up watching Japanese wrestling. And the original King of the Death matches from 94 with him and Terry Funk. I fell in love with Mick, and he was always my favorite wrestler. Cactus Jack, specifically. And also Raven, if for anybody who watched ECW or latter-day WCW. Those are my two favorites. And then The Undertaker, too.
Undertaker, solid choice. I mean, three really solid choices there. I'm such a what's the word? A tool dork. it was Hulk Hogan. I was a Hulkamaniac.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Right.
And I'm sure if you asked a lot of people who their favorite wrestlers, I'm sure a lot of people would say Hulk Hogan. So you're not.
I was a Hulkamaniac. I was a Legion of Doom. Oh, the Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Sean. His name is escaping me. That's part of Michaels. Just being old. Shawn Michaels. Yeah, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty. Yeah. Sorry. So I've dressed as multiple wrestlers in my lifetime.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I've ever dressed like a wrestler before. Not anything that I can think of immediately.
One of these days, remind me to tell you the story of dressing up as Hulk Hogan in college. Just, it's one of the things that, thank goodness, cell phones with video were not a thing at the time.
Yeah, well, my wife and I were just talking, having that conversation that, like, when we were younger and when we were coming of age, it's probably for the best that cell phones didn't exist back then.
Right, we get to leave that all in the past.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to relive it. It's not on the internet. It doesn't live forever somewhere.
Yeah. So we have a couple of beer releases this weekend. Let's start with Pressure Drop with the Super Silver Haze 413. I like this poetry, the words here. Pressure Drop Brewing is adding another arrow to their quiver of IPAs on April 13th with Super Silver Haze. An easy drinking hazy IPA featuring a bright bouquet of orange blossoms and mandarin orange. 6% IPA, easy drinking and soft bodied. Brewed to be enjoyed on 420. Pressure Drop's most cherished day on the calendar. Silver Haze, Super Silver Haze, will be available on draft and in 16-ounce 4-pack cans to go. I was trying to read all sexy like.
It worked. I liked it.
Thanks. Do something for you?
For what it's worth, real quick on Super Silver Haze, Carl, if you're listening to this podcast, you know who Carl is from Pressure Drop. He texted me about this beer, and they're canning it on April 13th. So if you go this Saturday, it's going to be super fresh. But he texted me and said that this was the best hazy IPA he's ever brewed. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about buying this, if you're on the fence.
And that came from Carl?
Yeah, Carl texted me and told me that.
Ooh, okay. Well, now I got to get some because.
Yeah, and I said, and I think about a lot of the hazy IPAs, like Sticky Icky, of course. Yeah. Some of the Space Monkey series were really good. And he said that he thinks this is better than those. So I'm like, okay, so that's something.
Right. When you're talking IPAs, Carl's one of the people you want to listen to.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe go check that out, everybody. Go to Pressure Drop. Check it out. Where can you get it?
At the brewery.
On draft. And in 16-ounce 4-pack cans to go. All right. Good to know. Resurgence, an Encore Golf PGA Hope West New York collab returns with their Smash Factor, sessionable 5.5% IPA that is light, soft, and easy drinking. We should do a whole episode like a easy listening radio.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do that. I'm very loud. I don't really know how to temper my voice all that well.
That's true. You are a what's the word?
Loud. Boisterous.
Boisterous. Yeah. I was trying to come up with a much nicer word to say it.
My 6-year-old niece is as loud, if not louder, than I am.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have another one of those. It's nice to have another big voice person in the family. So I feel like it's just me, and because I always talk loud.
Commanding presence is what I was looking for.
That's one way to look at it. Okay.
It was meant to sound. It wasn't meant to sound like an insult. But then when you can't remember the words you're looking for, it came out as an insult. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. I was meaning to say you are certainly our commanding presence when you walk in the room. Where are we? Okay, the collab. Sorry.
We were talking about Smash Factor.
Returns to Resurgence.
This is so it's a golf themed. It's essentially a session IPA. It's 5%. Mm-hmm. It drinks like a session at least. And this is a beer that I've had on the golf course. Great golf beer. If you're someone who you don't want a lager, you don't want something crispy when you're on the golf course. If you want an IPA, if you want some hops, this is a great beer. This and not I know we're not talking about a different beer, but Big Ditch Dayburner is another great golf beer.
Yeah.
Not to go on too much of a tangent.
Right. On a nice fall day. Beautiful IPA while golfing. Did I miss one? Yes, there's one more. No. Those were the two releases. And let's talk about Thawfest coming up April 26th. They announced the participating breweries. Meaderies, cideries. You want to go through it? You want me to do it?
No, I can run through it.
All right, please.
So Thawfest, if you don't know, is an annual spring beer festival at Buffalo Riverworks. Mm-hmm. And so this is Friday. It's Friday, remember. It's not a weekend beer festival. Friday night, 6 to 10 p.m., April 26th at Riverworks. And the participating craft vendors, Pearl Street, Lafayette, Riverworks Brewing, of course, Three Bear Meadery, Beltline, Southern Tier, Flying Bison, 12 Gates, Big Ditch, Hamburg Brewing, Resurgence, Shalubi Loofer, Sad Boys Brewing, Buffalo Brewing, Marquee Brewing from Olean, if you've never heard of them, Blackbird Cider, Clarksburg Cider, and more. And tickets are $60. And a portion of that, though, it's the best part about it is a portion of ticket sales goes to Hope Rises and the Jason Arno Memorial Foundation. The firefighter that lost his life in that tragic fire. But I will have an article probably, it'll probably post next week. I wrote a feature article on Thawfest. I have all the vendors, all the breweries, cideries, and meaderies listed in that. So look out for that soon at buffalobeerleague.com.
Excellent. And that's where you can find the link, by the way, for tickets to any of the things we're talking about is at buffalobeerleague.com.
And they're doing something a little different this year. In years past, they've done VIP, they've done a VIP tier and a general admission tier. This year it's all VIP. So in years past, what would happen is, if you've ever been to Riverworks, the first floor, the main floor, would be the beer festival. And then you'd go upstairs for the VIP, and there'd be there'd be additional beer and like stuff like that, like in the VIP section, along with food. Food is included this year in your general admission ticket.
Wow, excellent. All right. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around here. Let's go to the Resurgence Brewing Glasses at Consumers Beverages. What do you have to do if you wanted a free Resurgence Brewing Glass from Consumers Beverages?
So now, what do you gotta do? It's not just a regular Resurgence Brewing Glass. Mm-hmm. It is a Ryan Miller Resurgence Brewing Glass. So this is to celebrate the release of their 391 IPA, which is, of course, is named in honor of Ryan Miller's win total. And all you have to do is go to any consumer's location. I talked to consumers. What is today? Today we're recording this on Thursday. I talked to consumers on Tuesday, and they told me then at the time I was writing this article that every location still has glasses available. So all you have to do is go to any consumers, buy 2 4-packs of Resurgence 391 IPA, which is a really nice IPA, by the way. I had it when they originally released it. Very easy drinking. If you've had any Resurgence Hazy IPA, you're going to enjoy this one. Buy 2 4-packs of 391 IPA, and you get a free glass.
2 4-packs is not a hard thing to do. It's not a hard lift.
No, not whatsoever.
And free glasses. Glasses are something I certainly need at the house. How about you?
Yeah, the first thing I wanted to do was immediately run to Resurgence and get this. Or not Resurgence, to consumers and get this. But then I thought about it, and I'm like, I probably don't need more beer glasses. My wife wants me to get rid of some as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying not to add to the arsenal currently.
But if you're listening, they're there at Consumers.
I have not seen them. I don't know what they look like, but I'm sure they're cool.
All right. All right. And then you have some news here about Steel Leaf. What's going on with Steel Leaf?
Yeah. So our friends at Steel Leaf Brewing, if you don't know, or if you do, a quick reminder that they are in the old, they've been open in the old Dave & Buster's in the Eastern Hills Mall.
Mm-hmm.
So Jeff Pitts, the owner, reached out to me and he's like, hey, we're moving to Hurdle. And I confirmed with him that they are closing their location at the Eastern Hills Mall. And they're going to open up, he hopes to be open by June at 1488 Hurdle. And the new space, so it's going to be an R&D tap room, essentially like an R&D brewery. So their small batch and one-off creations will be brewed at Hurdle. Okay. So room for 75 people, a large bar, main dining area, outdoor patio, and a small event space, as well as a small production brewery. So he told me they hope to be open by June. And that's pretty ambitious for just announcing this news, but he seems confident.
Excellent. Anything else to add for this week?
Was that everything already?
That was Buffalo Restaurant Week. Oh, I did miss Buffalo Restaurant Week. Yes, you're right. Thank you.
So Buffalo Restaurant Week, it starts April 15th. And I just wanted to real quick list the participating venues, of course, in this. The ones you would care about if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
So Big Ditch Brewing, 42 North, Clarksburg Cider, Magic Bear Beer Cellar, New York Beer Project, Rationales in Williamsville, and Wayland Brewing in Orchard Park. Those guys are participating. And basically what it is they'll each have a special restaurant week meal special. Uh-huh. And it'll be different at each place. So I think do I have the website here? Yeah. If you click the link in the article at buffalobeerleague.com or stubhubbuffalo.com, of course, it'll bring you to the website where you can find more information on that. I didn't list the menu items.
Okay. Do you know them?
No, I do not. I did not look into that. But you can find out if you click this link.
Ooh, okay. I'm not going to do it right now. What else do you have up at buffalobeerleague.com this week?
So, I had mentioned the full length feature on collaboration, which is this Saturday. Tickets still on sale. Of course, we just went through it.
Yep.
I have another article on 42 North now that they've officially opened 42 at the Flats, which is in the theater district. They are open They're open weekdays at 4 p.m., weekends at noon. And I have a long, I have a slightly longer form article on Steel Leaf moving to Hurdle. If you want to hear Jeff's thoughts, I talked to him for the article. So that's up at BuffaloBeerLeague.com. And I think that is everything. And then, like I said, I have an article on ThawFest, which will be up soon.
The Labatt Parks and Rec program.
Yeah. They reached out to me about this. I had posted about this last year. So, they sent me information on this and I posted about this. So they're looking to, it was successful last year. I think last year was maybe the first year they did it. Don't quote me on that. After a wildly successful first year, they sponsored more than 30 adult rec teams and they invested more than 50 grand into community parks. So they're looking to do that again. So they're looking for adult rec teams, the softball. That was the first thing that came to my mind. And if you're interested in applying to have Labatt sponsor your team, there's a link right here in the article and you can submit it. You can submit your application to do it.
All right. And that's, you can find that at BuffaloBeerLeague.com.
Indeed you can.
So I have an interesting fact for you.
Ooh, please do tell.
This podcast that we're recording right now is the 150th.
Wow.
West Nerick Brews. Technically it's 151, but the first episode was episode 0.
Interesting
just
choice.
It was just a little teaser episode, episode 0. So this is episode 150 today.
Impressive.
Yeah. So hey, congrats.
Yeah, man. Thank you for thank you for having me along for the ride. And thank you for everyone. If you're listening, if you're tuning in, thank you for that too. We appreciate your support.
Thank you for voting in the All West New York Awards last year, where we talk about last year where we might have come in first place, and then this year where we came in second place. Very happy to be in the company of the people.
Oh, in which for sure.
We are in company of.
Yeah, we didn't win, but I mean, what does it say about the strength of the Western New York craft beer scene that two of the top three podcasts that were voted are beer podcasts?
That's a really good point. Yep. So yeah,
we're happy to be one of them.
Agreed. So I think that's everything we got this week.
Yeah, I believe we covered everything.
It's too bad we weren't going live because the haircut looks good. Looks slick.
Thank you. Yes, I just my barber is going on vacation real quick. My barber is going on vacation Sunday, and we don't leave for vacation until the 21st. So I had to get in to see her before she left, so I could be a beach and Disney ready.
Nice. I was gonna say we did talk about this, but I drink when we talk. You're doing a cruise, is that right?
Yes, we are doing.
I am back. Okay.
5 days, 5 days at the beach. We have a condo right on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. Then we're doing a Disney cruise on the Dream, I believe it is. I could have that wrong.
Okay.
On the Disney Dream. And then after that, we're flying from Fort Lauderdale to Orlando and we're gonna do 3 days at Disney.
Excellent. Can I give you, as we're about to go out to the Rearview Ramblers on their closing theme, give you a little plug here for right down the street from 42 North's new place is the 710 Theater, Shay's 710 Theater. And next month, May 2nd through the 19th, my sister and her husband are in Once at Shay's 710 Theater.
Really?
And you can get tickets, yep, at shays.org/performances/once.
That's so cool.
And her voice is one of the voices you hear, and you can't buy beer with condolences. We always go out on it. That's get yourself some beer and some food, and then head over to Shay's 710 Theater. Go see Once.